National Radio Hub.
Heidi Xers, welcome to Market Scope for April 2007. This month, we return to Lima, Ohio, site of several past conventions, and tune in radio in Arbitron Market number 250.
Thanks, Phil. And hi, DX Audio Service members. This is your publisher, Fred Vobey, with a market scope of the Lima, Ohio area. For those of you that do not know where Lima is, it's a community about 70 miles south-southwest of Toledo, 79 miles northwest of Columbus, Ohio, 69 miles north of Dayton, and 58 miles east-southeast of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Now, some people could argue that this region is the thickest as far as radio coverage is concerned, and that could be true. Most of the stations in the region are relatively low power, so there are more of them to pack in closer together. Toledo, Dayton, and Columbus have a few 5-kilowatt stations, and Fort Wayne has a blowtorch of a 50,000-watt WoWo, but the rest in the area are 1 kilowatt or less. This market scope is going to be different, as I'll be letting you hear what I can listen to with relative ease here in Lima. I'll also be referencing the ratings so that you know what people are listening to around here, and not to be lazy, I'm going to give you the top-of-the-hour IDs and not just a couple-second snippet of something that you have no clue what the radio station sounds like. Oh, there's going to be some surprises and some trivia. The receiver that I'm using for this exercise is the Yaesu Model FT-857D, and I have a 90-foot folded dipole connected to it. I'll stay on this receiver and antenna for the whole market scope so you can get an idea of what stations are weak and what stations are strong. Starting it off at the bottom of the dial, 540, we find a weak but copyable CBC French station from Windsor, Ontario. Listen for CBUF, followed by Windsor. Their transmitter is 118 miles north-northeast of me, and their 2,500-watt pattern points to the northeast, so this is a pretty good example of how low frequencies propagate.
On en parle avec un cardiologue. La Calas, nommé grand personnage de la nuit en Grèce, après 30 ans après sa mort. D'autre part, retour sur la mammographie. On vous attend, 11h05.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de la première chaîne de Radio-Canada, CBEF Windsor. De la salle des nouvelles, voici vos informations de 15h. Écoutez, au revoir.
Not bad when you consider they're pointing their pattern away from us at 118 miles. Our next stop is only 10 kilohertz up at 550 and 5,000-watt WKRC in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is 112 miles to the south.
Clean and fresh, no bad breath. Using's believing. When you use the toothpaste and foam rinse together, it's a complete oral care system. Go to Remke's, tell them Jerry Thomas told you about it, ask for Cooperton toothpaste and foam rinse, or order it at Cooperton.com. That's C-U-P-R-I. D-E-N-T, Cooperton.
55 WKRC, Cincinnati. Now, a 30:30 Fox News update on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ken Duffy.
Well, to get to our next station, we have to jump all the way up to 610 WTVN, which is in Columbus, Ohio, our state capital.
1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
This is Live Doppler 10 Chief Meteorologist Chris Bradley. Get your Live Doppler 10 forecast 24 hours a day on Central Ohio's official weather station, 610 WTVN.
About a minute away from 5 o'clock, we'll continue. Corporal punishment is the topic as a attempt to ban it, not only in schools, but in homes in California. 4:59, John Corby, 610 WTVN.
Team news coverage on News Radio 610 WTVN continues in 60 seconds.
Now at Right Rug, the number one buy on carpet.
It'll help relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it'll help you sleep. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime is only as directed.
News 24-7
and on demand at 610WTVN.com
from the nationwide studios.
Life comes at you fast.
This is Central Ohio's news, traffic, and weather station. News Radio 610 WTBN, Columbus. Depend on it.
Our top story this hour, two bodies are pulled from an eastern Ohio river. This is the 5 o'clock report on News Radio 610 WTBN. Good evening, I'm Bruce Camp.
I flipped a coin on this next one, and it really is DX to some, but it does make it into Lima. From the site of the 2006 convention, Akron, Ohio, here's 640 WHLO.
To the Constitution. Still don't know? Stop in at D'Angelo's Italian place and ask Joe. He'll be there and happy to answer all your questions.
Now, dependable and accurate, up-to-the-minute news and information, the 24-hour WHLO newsroom.
I'm Carmen Angelo. A big boom in Medina when a gas line is ruptured and explodes today on East Washington Street.
A tribute to what Mark Durenberger has been preaching for a lot of years. Believe it or not, this station does get in here on a regular basis. It's 218 miles northwest of me. Here's what I get on 670 kilohertz. Yes, WSCR Chicago.
Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Dan Bernstein,
hi,
Terry Boers with you on a Civic Pride Monday. We're basking. Bears are going to the Super Bowl.
You can be basking next Monday, too.
You'll be wearing something scant, won't you?
I'm not like you.
Oh, joy, oh, bliss, it's sports talk. Okay, let's move on. Our next station actually pulls a 2.3 in the Lima ratings and is 11 overall in the rankings of stations that can be heard in Allen County, Ohio. From Cincinnati, it's the big one, WLW.
February 22nd, 2007. Always on demand at 700WLW.com. The Tri-States News Weather and Traffic Station. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Republicans voiced their concern about a troop buildup in Iraq. This is continuing in-depth team coverage from News Radio 700 WLW. With the 6 o'clock report, I'm Jeff Henderson.
And I'm Bill Tonis.
Some Republicans are endorsing a resolution condemning the surge of U.S. troops in Iraq ordered by President Bush.
Moving onward and upward, we come to All Jim All the Time. No, that's not the format, but it sure seems that way, as I've always wondered when Jimmy Swaggart has time to sleep. He's always on the air on WJYM 730. This station in Bowling Green, Ohio, has a day power of 1 kilowatt and is 61 miles from our location. However, just to demonstrate how well PRSA powers work at nighttime, here's a recording made while they were at 360 watts. Note the interference in the background.
WJYN AM 730 Bowling Green, Ohio. WAYB FM 95.7 FM Graysville, Tennessee. WAWF 88.3 FM Kankakee, Illinois. WWGN 88.9 FM Ottawa, Illinois. KDJR 100.1 FM DeSoto, Missouri. WBMS 88.1 FM Crete, Illinois. And on our network of translator stations across the nation and on the internet at jsm.org. The Sun Life Radio Network would like to welcome WFFL 91.7 FM Panama City, Florida, covering Panama City and the surrounding areas.
Wow, I just about OD'd on IDs. I should tell you that I worked at the station in 1972 when it was country and western under the call sign of WMGS, and thank God there's no air checks of me on the air. We need to go up 30 kilohertz to our next station, 760, and listen to the great voice of the Great Lakes. From the transmitter site on Sibley Road in Riverview, just south of Detroit, from a half-wave 700-foot tower, here's a station that has a .6 in the ratings in Lima and 22 overall in the standings. WJR.
Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's fast. Uses directed controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
From the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is News Talk 760 WJR, where you hear Mitch Albom. Afternoons 5 to 7, broadcasting in HD, high definition radio. And around the world at WJR.com. WJR.
Van
vandals let the air out of the tires of school buses in Flat Rock. Classes are canceled today in the Flat Rock District, the latest to be hit with school bus vandalism.
If you didn't catch it, back up the tape and listen to WJR's signal again. Since about 6 months ago, it's been a little weak, and I suspect it's due to some antenna work and that digital garbage that they got on the air. But here's what a real 50,000-watt signal out of Motown should sound like. At 800 kilohertz, Phil, I gotta do it. Ladies and gentlemen, CKLW.
And the Lazy Man Recliner?
Nice try.
Call 1-800-9-KOJICO. It's winter made easy. Kojico. Life's just better with cable.
I'm just a news junkie.
AM 800 News. Every morning and afternoon. News at the top and bottom of every hour. Stimulating talk radio. AM 800.
We will continue to take your calls coming up next after news. We are talking about what's too graphic for kids and who should decide. We are also talking about how that violence that your kids see and hear and really deal with filter down, what it really means to them, what it means to you as a family. We're asking you to share your experiences with us as well. Still coming up this morning, extreme birthday parties for children. Have we gotten out of hand? Or are you saying, you know what, if I can afford it and if it's going to make my kids happy, I'm willing to rent the limos and the clowns and the ponies and the circuses. Okay? So we're going to talk to you about that coming up as well. Don't forget this afternoon at 3, it's Windsor Now.
Minister of Economic Development and Trade, as well as Windsor West MPP, Sandra Pupatello, is going to speak to us from Pakistan about how the provincial trade mission there is going. We'll talk about the Oscar nominations, and we'll bring you all the latest news, weather, traffic, sports, and business. It's Windsor Now from 3 till 6.
It's life. It's local. It's you. It's AM 800 CKLW, a Chum radio station.
It's 10 o'clock.
Minus 2 right now in Windsor, Essex. Cloudy, windy today with flurries. The high near minus 1, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Peter Straw, AM 800 News. This
report is brought... Man, that was a great radio station in its rock days. They're doing live and local, and I have to say they're doing a fine job of serving their community, which is the least I can say for a lot of the stations you're going to hear on the Market Scope that are automated. We have to move up 20 kilohertz to say, Go Bucks. That is the voice of Ohio State University at 820. Here's WOSU.
Generally supportive of the extension.
Okay, and I'm sorry, we have time for no more questions. We're completely out of time. State Representative Joyce Beatty, Democrat of Columbus, thanks for being here.
Thank you,
Kevin DeWine, thanks for being here as well. And thanks to the Columbus Metropolitan Club, by the way, for their assistance in today's broadcast. We'll be back with our arts community leaders after the news at WOSU 820 AM Columbus, and we're on the web at WOSU.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Army General nominated to command U.S. and
We need to scoot up to 880 on the dial to find WRFD in Worthington, Ohio. Worthington is north of Columbus, Ohio, and has been virtually overrun by the capital city, hence the dual city ID.
On Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Visit ChristianPublishing.com.
Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Truths That Transform with Dr. D. James Kennedy. Weekday mornings at 10:30 on The Word, 880 WRFD, Columbus, Worthington.
Worthington Christian Village is a place where ministry happens every single day.
900 in Fremont, Ohio is no longer on the air. The license has been canceled and the call sign deleted, so we have to move up to 940 to find my first local station. This station started life as WCIT, owned by the Lima Citizen newspaper. The station, in its time, was a well-respected top 40 station. In the early 90s, it was an all-news station, briefly turned to an urban format, and now it adopted the ESPN radio network.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Your home for Lima Senior Athletics, Lima's ESPN Radio, 940 AM, WLJM, Lima, a Maverick Media Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Dan Davis, the streak-busting Wizards trying to do their thing again tonight. Washington.
And who is this silver-tongued devil doing the show open?
940 a.m. WLJM Lima. Saturday Morning Sports Round with Wondell and Williams, presented by Jerry Lewis's McDonald's Restaurants. To be a part of the program, call 228-9494 or toll free 888-894-ESPN or email the show sportswrap@wcoil.com. Now, here's your host, Casey Wondell and Ron Williams.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Time flies when you're having fun, and that is what we are doing. The 9 o'clock hour, halfway home here on Sports Wrap with Wondell and Williams.
WLJM sports a 1.1 in the ratings and a 17 overall. Perhaps it's due to being only 250 watts daytime and 10 watts night. Moving up the dial, we come to a station which is somewhat local, somewhat DX. We can hear WONE 980 during the day, but at night their signal skips up and over me. I can hear it in Michigan, but I can't hear it in Lima. However, it does have some interference from a unlikely source. Let's start at 940 and tune upwards.
Important sports news can break at any time. That's why you...
950. 960. 970 and 980.
Finances. To see what the Guard can offer you, call your National Guard recruiter.
Sponsored by the Ohio National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home of the Sports Mafia, weeknights at 6, WONE Dayton, WIZE Springfield. This is the Sports Animal. The Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
Well, Phil, that's what the bottom half of the AM band sounds like. We'll come back and do the top half next month and have another local station. Well, maybe two local stations. We'll see.
That's part one of the Lima Market Scope. We'll resume our look at radio in this West Central Ohio community next month. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now we turn things over to Ken Onischuk.
Hello, DXers. Ken Onischuk here in sports with a very quick baseball column here for the month of April, and let me get right into it because Fred says we have around the clock. American League, Baltimore Orioles have moved to 105.7 WHFS in a 19-station network with the same three announcers last year. Boston Red Sox have also moved to 680 WRKO with the same announcers as last year. Chicago, 670 WSCR with a 23-station network. Cleveland, 1100 WTAM and a 28-station network. Detroit, 1270 WXYT and a 30-station network. Kansas City, WHBA 10 and a large network. Los Angeles Angels, 710 KSPN and a 7-station network. Spanish, 830 KLAA. Minnesota has moved also to 1500 KSTP and a 65-station network. New York Yanks, 880 WCBS and a small network. Oakland, 1550 KYCY and 106.9 KIFK and a small network. Seattle, 1000 KOMO and a 44-station network. And I believe 1360 is based for Spanish radio there. Tampa Bay, 1250 WHNZ and a 7-station network. Spanish, 860 WAMA. Texas, 1080 in English KRLD and a 31-station network. Spanish, 1270 KFLC and 107.1 KDXX. Toronto, 590 CJCL and a huge network across Canada. National League, Atlanta, 640 WGST and 94.9 WUBL and a 150-station network. They add Skip Gary and Chip to the broadcast there. Phoenix, Arizona, 620 KTAR in English and 19-station network, 1400 KSUN plus 3 in Spanish. Cincinnati, 700 WLW adds Tom and Marty Brenneman to the broadcast with 44 stations. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN and a huge network. Denver, Colorado, 850 KOA and a 36-station network. Miami, Florida, 560 WQAM and a 7-station network. Spanish, 1140 WQBA. Houston, 740 KTRH and a huge network. And 1010 in Spanish, KLAT. LA Dodgers, 980 KFWB and an 18-station network in English. 1330 KWKW Spanish. Milwaukee, 620 WTMJ with a 35-station network there. New York Mets, 660 WFAN, Spanish 1280 WADS. Philadelphia, 1210 WPHT in English and 1480 WDAS in Spanish. Pittsburgh has moved from KDKA to 1047 WPGB in a 37-station network. St. Louis, 550 KTRS and 121-station network. San Diego, 1090 XPRS, adds Andy Mazur to the broadcast, and 105.7 FM in Spanish, 860 XEMO. San Francisco, 680 KNBR and a 13-station network. Spanish 1170 KLOK. Washington finishes at 1500 WTOP, Dave Jegelar, Charlie Slows, and 1077 WTOP. And Fred tells me my time is up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time around. So long for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ken, for another great report. Now, musings from the members. To muse, call the action line at 360-469-0189. It's a 24-hour-a-day service for DXAS members only.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is March 8th. First of all, 950 WCTN. Guess what, folks? They're still doing it. No change whatsoever. Same format, yada-da-da-da. 1650, I did get CJRS in Montreal. I called the number that was given, talked to a guy named Mike, who is a ham, and he told me that they're using a whip antenna on top of a second-story building in downtown Montreal. The station seems to come in right over WHKT, I think it's call sign 1650 in Hampton, Virginia. My third point I want to mention, if the global warming people are successful and force everybody to buy these compact light bulbs, I would like Mark Durenberger to do a report on would these light bulbs cause radio interference, and maybe do a report in general on interference. I did hear Mike Lance talk about computers, and I do have problems with neighbors and their computers. That would be a good column to do.
Hey, Victor, Mark Durenberger in the Musings edit room, and in response to your request, yes, indeed, we are long overdue for another column on interference and electrical noise, particularly in the home, and we will focus on the new toys, including the new light bulbs. So look for that. I'd like to say sometime this summer. We'll see how the editorial schedule goes, but indeed, we will focus on electrical interference and noise on AM reception in apartments and homes. Thanks for the suggestion.
Hi there, audio service members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin with a format change and call letter switch. On Friday, February the 2nd, KQDS AM 1490 in Duluth, Minnesota, which had been running Air America for quite some time, changed. They are now running ABC Radio's True Oldies channel. And yes, it is all Scott Shannon all the time, but at the same time, it's good to have oldies back on the AM dial in the Twin Ports. Now in the Twin Cities, KZTG AM 1470 in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, has changed their call letters. They are now KRJJ, continuing with their gospel format, but with a new slogan, Rejoicing in Jesus. Keep in mind that this is the fourth call letter change on that frequency in 15 months. 73s and good DX.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. I don't really care if my muse gets on, as long as the answer gets on, maybe from Mark Durenberger or somebody. In the recent AM switch, we had a station in Soda Springs, Idaho, on 850 kilowatts during the daytime. I would assume this is to serve a large rural area, but they're running 29 watts at night. My question is, what's the point of a radio station unless they're right in the middle of a little town running 29 watts? And what can we expect out of 29 watts, 20 watts, 10 watts, even 2 watts, some of these very weak powers that we've seen at night. What's the point of being on, and what can we expect?
Hi, Tim. Mark Dernberger back again to try to address your question, which, when you think about it, is almost rhetorical. I agree, this sort of flea power makes no sense. The cumulative effect is to create interference to other stations on the same frequency without serving much of a coverage area yourself. I have no solid scientific basis for saying this, but a lifetime of experience suggests that a minimum of 100 watts or so is really necessary to provide any sort of reliable coverage at night, especially in the summer months with lightning and static. Exceptions abound, of course. If the service area is out in the country away from interference, 25 watts may take you a dozen miles. Closer to town, 25 watts might get you a dozen blocks. The problem, Tim, is that there's no way to answer your question in a quantifiable manner. It all depends on variables. It depends on the actual power, the antenna efficiency, the height of the tower, the frequency, what stations are on the same channel or on neighboring channels, how much interference is present, what are the atmospheric conditions. Bottom line, your question, what can we expect from these low-power stations? Not much. Can we give you a better answer? Not really. Sorry.
Hello, DXers. This is Tom Jackson from DeKalb, old TJ the DJ. Has any of the DXers out there picked up this station at 1610 a.m.? It's Spanish and Mexican music, and tonight, March 12th, they had an English program dealing with women's health and sexual issues, and all the breaks are in Spanish, and it's a lot of Mexican mariachi music. Have any of you Dexers heard this station? Thank you.
Legendary talk radio host and founder of Premier Radio Network's Coast to Coast AM, Art Bell has been awarded the 2007 Radio and Records News Talk Radio Lifetime Achievement Award. After receiving his award, Art had this to say.
Well, first I want to thank all the little people. The little gray people. And that line is from Bonnie. Thank you, Bonnie. It's wonderful to be here, and I really do mean thank you all. It's been an amazing journey, this lifetime of mine. And as I think I wrote or answered in the article, in the interview, there's been a lot of joy and happiness, and as you know, tragedy for me. I lost Ramona, the love of my life, and I thought it was over at that point, but it wasn't, and I found this wonderful new woman seated right down there with our baby, yes, at my age. Her name is going to be Asia, and she was conceived in Hong Kong. It was raining in Hong Kong. It's been such an amazing radio career. I began at a little FM station in Franklin, New Jersey, and I won't further identify it than that, and I read the news. Actually, my career began technically. I was an engineer, and I loved it, and I love ham radio, and I began all that at 12 years old, then off to Franklin, New Jersey, climbing a mountain to an FM station, where my job was to read the news. And that's how I actually began the broadcasting part of this career. And every now and then, the fellow who owned that radio station, now you'll know why I'm not identifying it, would come in, and he had something about being too close to a mic. And so he would come in during the newscast and yank the chair out from under me. You hear this, boom. That would be me hitting the floor. So I learned not to get too close to a mic. And that was followed by years of what everybody in our industry probably has who's on the air, and that is going from city to city up and down the dial. Probably about 35 stations. And then out of radio, and I decided I'm going to have a life. So I went to work for a cable television in Las Vegas. I built what's called the head end, all the processing gear and satellite gear and all the rest of that. And one day somebody came to me from KDWN and said, listen, we know you were in talk radio. Come on, give it a try. And I knew the danger. Nevertheless, ultimately I tossed away a good paying job. I had a whole department under me, a technical department, went on the air in the afternoons, decided that wasn't enough. KWN was a 50,000-watt flamethrower at night, and that's what I wanted, and that's what I got. And that's how all this happened. And I was doing a political radio program at that point, conservative political radio program, and I'm still a conservative. At any rate, one day I just got to the point where I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't go in there and do another night of politics. At that point, I was doing six-hour radio program, 6 days a week. And so I said, the hell with it. And I invited somebody named John Lear, the son of Bill Lear, Learjet Lear. And he did a program on aliens. And I loved it. I just ate it up. The industry, which at that time really was my boss, Claire Reese was her name. Mean, mean lady. But she taught me everything. And I got called into her office, and boy, she read me the riot act. Have you lost your mind? And I heard a lot of that. And that was at that actually was toward the beginning of syndication. And, of course, there's Alan Corbeth, who was with me from the beginning of the syndication. And I'm sure he had his moments of worry as well. A lot of people thought I'd lost my mind. And then the ratings came in. And turns out, I guess, that people wanted to hear something a little bit different. And so I began doing it full time. Day by day, week by week, I began to increase the content. The number of telephone calls coming into that radio station got so bad that the hotel, which previously had been paying for the 800 lines, threw up their hands and said, we can't handle it. I had seven lines ringing all night long, and the surveys kept coming in as number one. And so that's how it happened. And from there, the syndication grew 100, 200, 300, 400 stations. And then, of course, we eclipsed 500, I think, 530, somewhere in that area we managed. So it was an amazing time. It's been an amazing life. And so I'm not going to sit here and list everybody who helped, because so many in this room aided in so many ways. Craig Kitchen stuck with me through some incredibly difficult times in my life. And I don't think any career of this sort happens without really difficult times. I think they're built in. As I read about these people who achieve some level of fame or whatever, they all seem to have tragedy that comes with it. And so here I am, and this is going to end this. I want to thank you all so very much. I feel so out of place here in Los Angeles. Looking around, I'm used to my desert where I can look 40 miles and see absolutely nothing. So as the famous line goes, folks, from here, I'm going to take my new wife, Erin, and our baby, Asia, who will be here in June, to Disneyland. And that's where we're going. Thank you so very much.
Art Bell is semi-retired and hosts Weekends Only. Art is an amateur radio operator, AM radio enthusiast, and supporter of the National Radio Club. Congratulations, Art Bell.
Thanks, Mark. And before we move on to news and notes, I'd like to remind you that Crazy Ken is having his closet clearance sale. What's that mean? Well, simply that Crazy Ken has been watching too much of the Red Green Show, and he wants to open up his own version of the Possum Lodge there in Mansfield, New York. Affectionately known as the Pulaski Hilton on Sand Road in Mansfield, New York. He has a whole house full of tapes and stuff of DX Audio Service. Things such as After Dark Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4, 9, 11, All Radio Volume 1, 4 cassette tapes, storage cases, 12 cassette binders, and a whole lot more. The list is so big, I take up the rest of the tape just reading the list. So, if you are interested in this, just contact me, and I'll send you out a form which has all the information and recent inventory. Now, keep in mind, when these are gone, we will not republish them in any way. So if you want them now, now's the time to step up and grab them. And Ken said, if you don't, well, then you're going to have to go by the motto of the Possum Lodge, which is, when all else fails, play dead. Getting back to news and notes, the Federal Communications Commission issues another rule-defying STA. On January 31, 2007, the Federal Communications Commission issued an STA to Our Three Sons Broadcasting, licensee of WRHI-AM in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The STA permits the AM station to rebroadcast its signal on FM translator W232AX. The problem is that cross-band translation is not permitted by the FCC rules, although some would like to see that changed. In a similar move, Tennessee AM station WGNS, like WRHI, has been permitted to expand its reach by being rebroadcast on FM, and get this, on two frequencies, 100.5 and 101.9. WGNS reportedly found a powerful ally in FCC Commissioner Deborah Taylor Tate. From the Los Angeles Times, the article titled Fines for Broadcast Radio Payola total up to $12.5 million. Four of the nation's largest broadcast radio companies have agreed to pay a combined $12.5 million to settle a federal investigation into pay-for-play practices and will provide thousands of hours of free airtime to local musicians and independent record labels. This according to the Los Angeles Times. They reported this on Monday. Details of the settlement are being worked out, and the Federal Communications Commission still must approve it. Under terms of the agreement, Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, CBS Radio Incorporated, Entercom Communications, and Citadel Broadcasting Corp. would have to pay the largest fines ever levied by the Federal Communications Commission. The companies allegedly received money, airline tickets, clothing, and other gifts from major record companies to play certain songs. Under the table, payments, known as payola, have been illegal since a series of pay-for-play scandals in the early days of rock and roll in the 1950s. Any payment in exchange for airtime must be disclosed by a broadcaster. The $12.5 million fine is in line with settlements two of the companies reached with New York State. CBS Radio agreed to pay $2 million in October, and Entercom agreed to a $4.45 million fine 2 months later. But the proposed FCC fine pales in comparison with settlements New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer got from major record companies. Universal Music Group, for example, agreed to pay more than $12 million to settle the payola allegations. The Federal Communications Commission's jurisdiction is limited to broadcast radio stations. The radio companies also have agreed to set aside 8,400 half-hour segments of free air time over the next 3 years for local and independent artists. Most DX Audio Service members are like me. You like listening to radio. You just like listening to stuff that makes you feel good. And I've been doing some music research, trying to put together my music library, and came across some interesting statistics, some of the best and worst songs. Back when Mark Durenberger was visiting me here in the DX Audio Service Sheetrock announce booth, we talked briefly about the best and worst love songs, but since then, I found several other lists and several other compilations of lists, and you know something? They didn't parallel each other in any way, and it was like suddenly, duh, okay, there's different genders. People of my age group do not necessarily think that the love songs we like are the same for them. For example, I think Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith, the number one song of 1960, is a great song, but if you ask my kids anything about Percy Faith, they look at you like the proverbial deer in the headlights. So, onward and upward, we started to do some more research and try to apply some of the formulas that Joel Whitburn applies to tracking music and songs, and came up with a couple interesting things here. The best love song, and see if you agree with this, is One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Now, this song literally owned the charts in the beginning of 1996, holding a number one position for over 16 weeks, leaving no junior prom or wedding untouched. The soulful duet was composed by both parties in a memorial to friends who had just passed on, but it's universal enough to apply to relationships. Number two, I think, is Iris by Goo Goo Dolls. Now, this song practically defined 1998 and bloomed to the top of the Billboard charts for 18 straight weeks. Put on the soundtrack for blockbuster City of Angels, the song couples heavy guitar riffs and string orchestra and tells a story of true love and secret admiration. Number three was a country song, Broken Road by Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts is an Ohio-based group, and it's not your average country song. The song fuses elements of pop and country to make the song own the charts in 2005. And the song tells a tale of how bad relationships condition you to find new ones and true love. Worst songs. Okay. Sorry 2004 by Ruben Studdard. When Studdard triumphed over Clay Aiken, winning the title of American Idol for season 2, critics countrywide were praising him as the Luther Vandross of the new millennium, and probably kicked themselves in the head when this song came out. 2 years later, people are still sorry that they ever heard the song. Number 2, Picture by Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow. Detroit-bred Kid Rock has never been subtle about his Southern rock influences, even though technically he was admitted onto the scene as a self-proclaimed white trash MC when he paired up with Sheryl Crow for 2002's Picture. It was indeed painful. Number 3, Hey Leonardo, She Likes Me For Me by Blessed Union of Souls. Leonardo DiCaprio was the apple of many teens' eyes after his 1997 role in the epic Titanic. So naturally, if you claimed that you knew him, you probably would have access to a lot of different women. That is, until you put your name on a painful song such as 1999's Hey Leonardo. This could be some of the most annoying, whiny vocals ever created. Moving off the best and worst love songs, what about the top superhero songs of all time? Think about it. What about Super Freak by Rick James? Superman by Herbie Mann? The Batman theme by Neil Hefti? How about the most happy and uplifting songs that you can remember played on the radio? Okay, what about A Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong? Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes? Or I'm Into Something Good by Herman's Hermits? How about the most annoying singers of all time? Well, let's see. Ethel Merman, Macy Gray, Neil Young. Let's move on to some of the best cruising songs of all time. Hop in the old Buick and head down the highway with this cranked up. Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf. Cruisin' by Smokey Robinson. No Particular Place to Go by Chuck Berry. And what about those politically incorrect songs? Well, I can think of a few. Too Fat Polka by Frankie Yankovic. Illegal Alien by Genesis. And Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman by Joe Tex. Some great songs came down the highway, and I don't know about you, but they still make me smile when I hear them on the radio.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we'd like to thank all the guys at KDWB for being so cool and playing all the Beach Boys records, especially our latest.
On our DXChange, David Jansky at 1764 State Route 61 in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, 17801, is offering a Allied Radio Knight 320 communications receiver for sale. According to David, it last saw action 6 months ago and is in excellent condition, complete with matching speaker, full instructions, and original cartons. It weighs approximately 30 pounds, has 9 tubes, and covers 500 kilohertz to 30 megahertz in multiple bands with band spread. It could use a decent alignment. David says, make an offer. Also, he has 7 years of DX News magazines that he will give to anyone who just ships him $5 to ship. You can contact him at padavej@yahoo.com or give him a call at area code 570-988-0544. And that's our DXChange. And finally, from Bill Hale, he writes that the Graveyard DX Achievements list will now take on a new look. He's decided that as of 1 June 2007, the Graveyard DX Achievements column will also display a record for U.S. members where a record has formerly been held by a Canadian DXer. He recognizes the fact that many records are held by individuals or a group effort, that is a de-expedition from Canada, have often had the advantage of being in areas with lesser stations, colder weather, and wide-open spaces for multiple long wires and beverage antennas. All Canadian records will remain as is, even if they happen to be a shorter distance. The list will now accommodate records from Canada and the lower 48, just as there are already breakouts for Alaska, Hawaii, the Caribbean, as well as the transoceanic records. So check out the Graveyards list either in the DX News magazine or online at www.nrcdxas.org, and you can send me your list of stations and put them in to the Graveyard DX Achievements. To submit your listings, sort them in the following manner. First by frequency, and then as you see in the printed list, call, state, province, and city, plus your location at the time of reception. If you know your exact coordinates of your location, include that data too. He figures out the mileage. And with that, we'll close down this edition of DX Audio Service. We'll see you next month. 73, good DX, and get out and support radio. We'll be right back.